The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 14. King Pararava Enchanted by Urvasi. This summary of this 14th chapter is given as follows. This chapter describes Soma and how he described the wife of Brihaspati and begot in her womb a son named Buddha. Buddha begot Pararava, who begot six sons headed by Ayu, in the womb of Urvasi. Lord Brahma was born from the lotus that sprouted from the navel of Garbhalakshayi Vishnu. Brahma had a son named Arti, and Arti's son was Soma, the king of all drugs and stars. Soma became the conqueror of the entire universe, and being inflated with pride, he kidnapped Tara, who was the wife of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. A great fight ensued between the demigods and the Asuras, but Brahma rescued Brihaspati's wife from the clutches of Soma and returned her to her husband, and thus stopped the fighting. In the womb of Tara, Soma begot a son named Buddha, who later begot in the womb of Ila a son named Ila, or Pararava. Urvasi was captivated by Pararava's beauty, and therefore she lived with him for some time, but when she left his company, he became almost like a madman. While traveling all over the world, he met Urvasi again at Kurukshetra, but she agreed to join him for only one night in a year. One year later, Pararava saw Urvasi at Kurukshetra and was glad to be with her for one night, but when he thought of leaving her leaving him again, he was overwhelmed by grief. Urvasi then advised Pararava to worship the Gandharvas. Being satisfied with Pararava, the Gandharvas gave him a woman known as Agnistali. Pararava mistook Agnistali for Urvasi, but while he was wandering in the forest, his misunderstanding was cleared, and he immediately gave up her company. After returning home and meditating upon Urvasi all night, he wanted to perform a Vedic ritualistic ceremony to satisfy his desire. Thereafter, he went to the same place where he had left Agnistali, and there he saw that from the womb of a Sami tree had come an Ashvata tree. Pararava made two sticks from this tree and thus produced a fire. By such a fire, one can satisfy all lusty desires. The fire was considered the son of Pararava. In Satyuga, there was only one social division called Hamsa. There were no divisions of Varna like Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. The Veda was the Omkar. The various demigods were not worshipped, for only the Supreme Personality of Godhead was the worshipable deity. Text 1. Sri Suka Vacha. Atata Sriyatam Rajan Vamsa Somasya Pavana Yasmin Aila Deyo Bupa Kirtyante Punya Kirtiya. Synonyms. Sri Sukhavacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Ata, now, after hearing the history of the dynasty of the sun, Ata, therefore, Shriyatam, just hear from me, Rajan, O King, Maharaj Prakshit, Vamsa, the dynasty, Somasya, of the moon god, Pavana, which is purifying to hear about, Yasmin, in which dynasty, Ila Adaya, headed by Ila Pararava, Bhupa, kings, Kirtiyante, are described Punya Kirtaya of persons of whom it is glorious to hear. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Prakshit, O King, thus far you have heard the description of the dynasty of the sun god. Now hear the most glorious and purifying description of the dynasty of the moon god. This description mentions kings like Ila Pararava, of whom it is glorious to hear. Text 2. Shastra Shirasa Pumso Nabi Hrada Sarohu Rudhat Jatasyasit Suto Datur Atri Pritri Samogunai. Synonyms. Sahasra Shirasa, who has thousands of heads, Pumsa, of the Lord Vishnu, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, Nabdi Hrada Sarohu Rudhat Jatasyasit Suto Datur Atri Pritri Samogunai. Synonyms. Sahasra Shirasa, who has thousands of heads, Pumsa, of Lord Vishnu, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, Nabi Hrada, Sarosharat, from the lotus produced from the lake of the navel, Jatasya, who appeared Asit there, was Suta, a son, Datu, of Lord Brahma, Atri, by the name Atri, Pritisama, like his father, Gunai, qualified. Translation. Lord Vishnu, Garbhakshayi Vishnu, is also known as Sahasrashira Purusha. From the lake of his navel sprang a lotus upon which Lord Brahma was generated. Atri, the son of Lord Brahma, was as qualified as his father. Text 3. Dasidrigbyo Bhavat Putra Somamritya Maya Kila Purashadi Udu Gananam Brahmana Kalpitapati. Synonyms. Tasya, of him, Atri, the son of Brahma, Drigbya, from the tears of jubilation from the eyes, Abhavat was born, Putra, a son, Soma, the moon god, Amrita Maya, full of soothing rays, Kila, indeed, Vipra of the Brahmanas, Osadi, of the drugs, Uduganam of and of the luminaries, Brahmana, by Lord Brahma, Kalpita, was appointed or designated Pati, the supreme director. Translation. From Atri's tears of jubilation was born a son named Soma, the moon, who was full of soothing rays. Lord Brahma appointed him the director of the Brahmanas, drugs, and luminaries. Purport. According to the Vedic description, Soma, the moon god, was born from the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chandrama Manaso Jata. But here we find that Soma was born from the tears of the eyes of Atri. This appears contradictory to the Vedic information, but actually it is not, for this birth of the moon is understood to have taken place in another millennium. When tears appear in the eyes because of jubilation, the tears are soothing. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Drigbya Ananda Shrubya Eta Amrimatamaya. Here the word Drigbya means, quote, tears from jubilation. Therefore, the moon god is called Amrita Maya, full of soothing rays. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 4.1.15, we find this verse. Atre patni anasuya trin jajne suyasaha sasa satun, or sutan, datam durva sasam somam atmesa brahma sambhavam. This verse describes that Anusuya, the wife of Atri Rishi, bore three sons, Soma, Durvasa, and Dattatreya. It is said that at the time of conception, Anusuya was impregnated by the tears of Atri. Text 4. Soya jad rajasuyena vajivitra ya bhavana trayam patnim brihaspater dar pat taranama harad balat. Synonyms. Sa, he, Soma, Aryajat, performed rajasuyena, the sacrifice known as Rajasuya, Jivitya, after conquering, Uvana Triam, the three worlds, Savarga, Marti, and Patala, Putnim, the wife, Brihaspati of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, Dharpat, out of pride, Taram, Tara, Namad by name, Aharat, took away Balat by force. Translation. After conquering the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems, Soma, the moon god, performed a great sacrifice known as the Rajasuya Yaga. Because he was very much puffed up, he forcibly kidnapped Brihaspati's wife, whose name was Tara. Text 5. Yada Sadeva Guruna Yachito Bhikshnaso Madat Nat Yajat Tat Krite Jajne Suradhanava Vigraha. Synonyms. Tada, Yada, when Sahi, Soma, the moon god, Deva Guruna, by the spiritual master of the demigods, Brihaspati, Yachita, was begged, Abhikshnana, Snasa, again and again, Madat, because of false pride, not Ayajat, Atyajat, did deliver, Tatkrite, because of this Jajne, there was, Suradhanava, between the demigods and the demons, Vigraha, a fight. Translation. Although requested again and again by Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, Soma did not return Tara. This was due to his false pride. Consequently, a fight ensued between the demigods and the demons. Text 6. Shukro Brihaspater Dvesad Agrahit Suraso Dupan Haro Gurum Satam Snehat Sarvabhuta Ganavrita. Synonym Sukra, the demigod named Sukra, Brihaspati, unto Brihaspati, Dvesat, because of enmity, Agrahit took Sa Asura with the demons, Udupam, the side of the moon god, Hara, Lord Shiva, Gurum Sutam, the side of his spiritual master's son, Snehat, because of affection, Sarvabhuta Gana Arvita, accompanied by all kinds of ghosts and hobgoblins. Translation. Because of enmity between Brihaspati and Shukra, Shukra took the side of the moon god and was joined by the demons. But Lord Shiva, because of affection for the son of his spiritual master, joined the side of Brihaspati and was accompanied by all the ghosts and hobgoblins. Purport. The moon god is one of the demigods, but to fight against the other demigods, he took the assistance of the demons. Shukra, being an enemy of Brihaspati, also joined the moon god in to retaliate again in the wrath against Brihaspati. To counteract this situation, Lord Shiva, who was affectionate toward Brihaspati, joined Brihaspati. The father of Brihaspati was Angira, from whom Lord Shiva had received knowledge. Therefore, Lord Shiva had some affection for Brihaspati and joined his side in the fight. Sridhar Swami remarks, Angirasa Shakashad Prapta Vidyo Hara Iti Prasida. Lord Shiva is well known to have received knowledge from Angira. End quote. Text 7. Sarvadeva Ganopaito Mahendra Gurum Ava Anvayat Surasura Vinaso Bhut Samasras Tarakamaya. Synonym: Sarvadeva Gana. By all the different demigods, Upeta joined Mahendra, the king of heaven, Indra, Gurum, his spiritual master, Anvayat, followed Sura of the demigods, Asura, and of the demons, Vinasa, causing destruction, Abhut, there was Samara, a fight, Tarakamaya, simply because of Tara, a woman, the wife of Brihaspati. Translation: King Indra, accompanied by all kinds of demigods, joined the side of Brihaspati. Thus, there was a great fight, destroying both demons and demigods only for the sake of Tara, Brihaspati's wife. Text 8. Nevidito Tangirasa, Suman Nir Bratyas Vishvakrit, Taram Svabhartre Praya Chad, Antarvatnim Avait Pati. Synonyms: Nevedita, being fully informed, Atta, thus, Angirasa, by Angira Muni, Soman, the moon god, Nirbhartya, chastising severely Vishvakrit, Lord Brahma, Taram, the wife of Brihaspati, Svabharitre, unto her husband, Prayachet, delivered Antarvatnim, pregnant, Atvait, could understand, Pati, the husband, Brihaspati. Translation: when Lord Brahma was fully informed by Angira about the entire incident, he severely chastised the moon god, Soma. Thus, Lord Brahma delivered Tara to her husband, who could then understand that she was pregnant. Text 9. Traja Trajasu Dus Prajne Mat Kshetrad Ahitam Parai Naham Tvambras Mahsat Kuryam Striyam Santanike Sati. Synonyms: Tyaja, deliver, Asu immediately, Dus Prajne, you foolish woman, Mat Kshetrad, from the womb meant to for me to impregnate, Ahitam begotten, Parai, by others, not aham, I, tvam, you, brasmasat, burnt to ashes, kuryam, shall make, striyam, because you are a woman, santanike, wanting a child, asati, although you are unchaste. Translation: Brihaspati said, you foolish woman, your womb, which was meant for me to impregnate, has been impregnated by someone other than me. Immediately deliver your child. Immediately deliver it. Be assured that after the child is delivered, I shall not burn you to ashes. Although I know that although you are unchaste, you wanted a son. Therefore, I shall not punish you. Purport. Tara was married to Brihaspati, and therefore, as a chaste woman, she should have been impregnated by him. But instead, she preferred to be impregnated by Soma, the moon god, and therefore she was unchaste. Although Brihaspati accepted Tara from Brahma, when he saw that she was pregnant, he wanted her to deliver a son immediately. Tara certainly very much feared her husband, and she thought that she might be punished after giving birth. Thus, Brihaspati assured her that he would not punish her, for although she was unchaste and had become pregnant illicitly, he wanted a son. Text 10. Tatyaja Vridita Tara Kumara Kanaka Prabham Spriham Angirasa Chakre Kumara Samoveva Cha. Synonyms: Tatyaja gave delivery Vridita, being very much ashamed, Tara, the wife of Brihaspati, Kumaram, to a child, Kanaka Prabham, having a bodily effulgence like gold, Sriyam, aspiration, Angirarasa. Brihaspati Chakra made Kumari unto the child of Soma, the moon god, Eva indeed, Cha also. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, by Brihaspati's order, Tara, who was very much ashamed, immediately gave birth to the child who was very beautiful, with a golden bodily hue. Both Brihaspati and the moon god Soma desired the beautiful child. Text 11. Maya yam na tavieti uchais tasmin viva damayana yo. Praprachur rishio deva naivoche vriditas tu sa. Synonyms. Mama, mine, I am this child. Na, not tvava, yours. Eva, thus. Uchai, very loudly, tasmin, for the child. Viva damanayo, when the two parties were fighting, Prapachu inquired from Tara. Rishya, all the saintly persons, Deva, all the demigods, ta, na, not, Eva, indeed, Uche said anything. Vridita, being ashamed too, indeed, sa, Tara. Translation, fighting again broke out between Brihaspati and the moon god, both of whom claimed, quote, this is my child, not yours, end quote. All the saints and demigods present asked Tara whose child the newborn baby actually was, but because she was ashamed, she could not immediately answer. Text 12. Kumara mataram praha kupito lika lajaya kim na vachasi asadvrite atmavadyam vadasume. Synonyms. Kumara, the child, mataram, unto his mother, praha, said, kupita, being very angry, alika, unnecessarily, lajaya, with shame, kim why, na not, vachasi, you say, asatvrite, O unchaste woman, atma vavadyam, the fault you have committed, vadase, asu, immediately, may, unto me. Translation. The child then became very angry and demanded that his mother immediately tell the truth. Quote, you, unchaste woman, he said, what is the use of your unnecessary shame? Why do you not admit your fault? Immediately tell me about your faulty behavior, end quote. Text 13. Brahma tam raha ahuya sama prachich chasantyavan sama sieti aha sanakai sama tam tavad agrahit. Synonyms. Brahma, Lord Brahma tam, unto her, Tara, raha, in a secluded place, ayuha, ahuya, putting her, samaprakshit, inquired in detail, cha, and sant vayan, pacifying somasya, the son, this son belonging to Soma, the moon god, iti, thus, aha, she replied, sanakai, very slowly, Soma, tam, Soma, tam, the child, and tavat, immediately, agrahit, took charge of. Translation, Lord Brahma then brought Tara to a secluded place, and after pacifying her, he asked to whom the child actually belonged. She replied very slowly, quote, this is the son of Soma, the moon god, end quote. Then the moon god immediately took charge of the child. Text 14. Yasmat mayonir akrita buddhaiti adbitam nripa buddhya gambiraya tenyena putreno puduran mudham. Synonyms. Tasya, of the child Atmayoni, Lord Brahma, Akrita, made Buddha, iti, thus, Abhidham, the name, Nripa, O King Prikshit, Abhudya, by intelligence, Gambiraya, very deeply situated, Yena, by whom, Putrena, by such a son, Apahi, God, Udarat, this moon god, Mudam, jubilation. Translation, O Maharaj Prikshit, when Lord Brahma saw that the child was deeply intelligent, he gave the child the name Buddha. The moon god, the ruler of the stars, enjoyed great jubilation because of this son. Text 15 and 16. Tata pararava jajne ilayam ya udharita tasirupa gunar darya sila dravina vikramam shutavra sindrapa vane gya manam sarasina tad antikam upe yaya Devi Smara Sarardita. Synonyms. Tata, from him, Buddha. Pararava, the son named Pararava, Jajane, was born. Ilayam, in the womb of Ila. Ya, one who, Udaharita, has already been described in the beginning of the ninth canto. tasya, his pararvas, rupa, beauty, guna, qualities, audarya, magnanimity, sila, behavior, dravina, wealth, vikramam, power, shrutva, by hearing, urvasi, the celestial woman named Durvasi, Indrabhavane, in the court of King Indra, Giyamanam, when they were being described, Surarisina, by Narada, Tat Antikam, near him, Upayaya, approached Devi Urvasi, Smarasara, by the arrows of Cupid, Ardita, being stricken. Translation, thereafter, from Buddha, through the womb of Ila, a son was born named Pararva, who was described in the beginning of the ninth canto. When his beauty, personal qualities, magnanimity, behavior, wealth, and power were described by Narada in the court of Indra, the celestial woman Urvasi was attracted to him. Pierced by the arrow of Cupid, she thus approached him. Text 17 through 18. Mitra Varunayo Sapad Apana Nara Lokatam Nisamya Purushastresnam Kandarpam Eva Rupinam Dritim Vishtabhyalalana Upaste tad antike satam vilokya nirpatir harseno phula lochana uvacha slakshnaya vacha videvim hrista tanuraha. Synonyms: Mitra Varunayo, of Mitra and Varuna, Sapat, by the curse, Upana, having obtained Nara Lokatam, the habits of a human being, Nisamya, thus seeing, Purusha Streshtam, the best of males, Kandarpam Eva, like Cupid, Drupinam, having beauty, Dritam, patience, forbearance, Rishtabhya, accepting Ilalana, that woman, Upataste, approached Tat Anitike, near to him, Sahi Pararva Tam Her, Vilokyas, by seeing Nipati, the king, Harisena, with great jubilation, Utfula Lochana, whose eyes became very bright, Uvacha said, Shlakshnaya, very mild, Vacha, by words, Devim, unto the demigoddess, Hrista Tanuraha, the hairs of Hanhu's body were standing in jubilation. Translation, having been cursed by Mitra and Varuna, the celestial woman Urvasi had acquired the habits of a human being. Therefore, upon seeing Pararva, the best of males, whose beauty resembled that of Cupid, she controlled herself and then approached him. When King Pararva saw Urvasi, his eyes became jubilant in the ecstasy of joy, and the hairs of his body stood on end. With mild, pleasing words, he spoke to her as follows. Text 19, Sri Raja Uvacha, Svagatan te varo brahrohe asyatam karavamakim samramav sva mayeshakam ratir nao sasvati sama. Synonyms: Sri Raja Vacha, the king Pararva said, Svagatam, welcome te unto you, varahrohe, O best of beautiful women. Asyatam, kindly take your seat. Karavanam kim, what can I do for you? Samrasamasva, just become my companion. Mayasakam, with me. Rati, a sexual relationship now between us. Shasvatisama, for many years. Translation, King Pararva said, O most beautiful woman, you are welcome. Please sit here and tell me what I can do for you. May you enjoy with me as long as you desire. Let us pass our life happily in a sexual relationship. Text 20. Urvasi uvacha kasyas tvai nasajeta manodristis chasandura yan argan taram asadya chavate hari rihamsaya. Synonyms. Urvasi uvacha, Urvasi replied, Kasya, of which woman, tvai, unto you, na, not, sajeta, would become attracted, mana, the mind, drishtacha, and sight, sundara, O most beautiful man, yet agantaram, whose chest, asadya, enjoying, chavate, gives up, ha, indeed, riramasaya, for sexual enjoyment. Translation. Urvasi replied, O most handsome man, who is the woman whose mind and sight would not be attracted by you? If a woman takes shelter of your chest, she cannot refuse to enjoy you in a sexual relationship. Purport. When a beautiful man and a beautiful woman unite together and embrace one another, how within these three worlds can they check their sexual relationship? Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45 says, Yat Yana maitunadi griya medi sukami tucham. Text 21. Tav arunakau rajan nyaso rakshasva mandana manada samras sam ramsye bhavata sakam shlaghyar striyam pratasmritam. Synonyms. Etau of these two, arunakau, lambs, rajan, O king Pararva, nyaso, who have fallen down, rakshasva, please give protection, mandada, O one who gives all honor to a guest or visitor, samramsye, I shall enjoy sexual union, bhavata sakam, in your company, shlagya, a superior, strinam, of a woman, vara, husband, smrita, it is said. Translation, O my dear King Pararva, please give protection to these two lambs who have fallen down with me. Although I have belonged to the heavenly planets and you belong to earth, I shall certainly enjoy sexual union with you. I have no objection to accepting you as my husband, for you are superior in every respect. Purport. As stated in Brahma Samhita 540, Yasya Prabha Bhavato Jagadananda Konti Koti Shwe Shesha Vasudati Vibhuti Binam. There are various planets and various atmospheres within this universe. The atmosphere of the heavenly planet from which Urvasi descended, after being cursed by Mitra and Varuna, was different from the atmosphere of this earth. Indeed, the inhabitants of the heavenly planets are certainly far superior to the inhabitants of the earth. Nonetheless, Urvasi agreed to remain the consort of Pararva, although she belonged to a superior community. A woman who finds man with superior qualities may accept such a man as her husband. Similarly, if a man finds a woman who is from an inferior family but who has good qualities, he can accept such a brilliant wife as advised by Sri Chanakya Pandit. Sri Ratam Dushkaladapi. The combination of male and female is worthwhile if the qualities of both are on an equal level. Text 22. Gritam me virabhakshyam syan nikshetan yatra maitunat. Vivishasam tataheti pratipede mahamana. Synonyms. Gritam, clarified butter or nectar, may my vira, O hero, bhakshyam, eatable, syat shall be na, not, ikshe, I shall see twa you anyatra, any other time, maitunat, except at the time of sexual intercourse, vishwasasam, without any dress, naked, tat that, tataiti shall be like that, pratipede promised mahamana, King Pararva. Translation. Urvasi said, my dear hero, only preparations made in ghee, clarified butter, may be my eatables, and I shall not want to see you naked at any time except at the time of sexual intercourse. End quote. The great-minded King Pararva accepted these proposals. Text 23. Aho rupam mahabhavo nara loka vimohanam kona seveta mano jo devim tvam svayam agatam. Synonyms. Aho, wonderful, rupam, beauty, aho, wonderful, bhava, postures, naraloka, in human society or on the planet Earth, vimohanam, so attractive, ka, who, na, not, saveta, can accept, manuja, among human beings, devim, a demigoddess, tvam, like you, svayam agatam, who has personally arrived. Translation. Pararva replied, O beautiful one, your beauty is wonderful and your gestures are also wonderful. Indeed, you are attractive to all human society. Therefore, since you have come on your own accord from the heavenly planets, who on earth would not agree to serve a demigoddess such as you? Report. It appears from the words of Urvasi that the standard of living, eating, behavior, and speech are all different on the heavenly planets from the standards of this planet Earth. The inhabitants of the heavenly planets do not eat such abominable things such as meat and eggs. Anything they eat is prepared in clarified butter. Nor do they like to see either man or woman naked except at the time of sexual intercourse. To live naked or almost naked is uncivilized, but on this planet Earth it has now become fashionable to dress half naked, and sometimes those like hippies live completely naked. Indeed, there are many clubs and societies for this purpose. Such conduct is not allowed, however, in the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of the heavenly planets, aside from being very beautiful, both in complexion and bodily features, are well-behaved and long-living, and they eat first-class food in goodness. These are some of the distinctions between the inhabitants of the heavenly planets and the inhabitants of Earth. Text 24. Tase purasa streshto ramayantra Ritarata, Remesura Vihareshu, Kamam Chaitra Rata Deshu. Synonyms, Tasya, with her, Sahi Purusha Stresha, the best of human beings, Pararava, Ramayantya, enjoying, Yata Arata, as far as possible, Reme, enjoyed. Sura Vihareshu, in places resembling the heavenly parks, Kamam, according to his desire, Chaitaratha Dishu, in the best of gardens, like Chaitarath. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, continued, the best of human beings, Pararava, began freely enjoying in the company of Urvasi, who engaged in sexual activities with him in many celestial places, such as Chaitaratha Nandana Kandana, where the demigods enjoy. Text 25. Raman Manas Taya Devya Padma Kinjalka Kandaya Tan Mukamoda Musitu Mumudhe Harganan Bahun. Synonyms. Ramamana, enjoying sex, text Taya, with her, Devya, the heavenly goddess Padma, of a lotus, Kinjalka, like the saffron, Gandaya, the fragrance of whom, Tatmukha, her beautiful face, Amoda, by the fragrance Musita, being enlivened more and more, Mamudhe, enjoyed life, Ahaganan, days after days, Bahun, many. Translation, Urvasi's body was as fragrant as the saffron of a lotus. Being enlivened by the fragrance of her face and body, Pararva enjoyed her company for many days with great jubilation. Text 26. Apasyan Urvasim Indro Gandharvam Samachodayat Urvasi Ratite Mayam Astanam Natiso Bate. Synonyms. Apasyan, without seeing Urvasim Urvasi Indra, the king of the heavenly planet, Gandharvam, unto the Gandharvas, Samochedachyat, instructed Urvasim Rahitam, without Urvasi Mayam Mai, Astanam Place Na Nat, Atishobate, appears beautiful. Translation. Not seeing Urvasi in his assembly, the king of heaven, Indra, said, quote, without Urvasi, my assembly is no longer beautiful, end quote. Considering this, he requested the Gandharvas to bring her back to his heavenly planet. Text 27. Te upeti maharatre tas masi pratyupastite Urvasya aran nao jarur nyasto rajani jayaya. Synonyms. The Gandharvas, upetya, coming there, Maharatri, in the dead of night, Tamasi, one in darkness, Patupastite, appeared, Urvasya, by Urvasi, Arano, two lambs, Jaru, stole, Nyasto, given in charge, Rajani, unto the king, Jajaya, by his wife, Urvasi. Translation, thus the Gandharvas came to earth, and at midnight, when everything was dark, they appeared in the house of Pararva and stole the two lambs entrusted to the king by his wife, Urvasi. Purport. Quote, the dead of the night, end quote, refers to midnight. The Mahanisha is described in the Smriti mantra, Mahanisha dve ga tike ratir madhyama yamayo. Quote, 12 o'clock midnight is called the dead of night, end quote. Text 28. Nisamya kranditam devi prat Putrayo ni yamaneyo hatasmi ayam kunatena napumsa viramanina. Synonyms. Nisamya, by hearing, akranditam, crying because of being stolen, Devi Urvasi, putrayo, of those two lambs which she treated as sons, niyamanayo, as they were being taken away, hata, killed, amsi, aham, I, Ku natena, under the protection of a bad husband, napumsa, by the eunuch, varamanina, although considering himself a hero. Translation. Urvasi treated the two lambs as like her own sons. Therefore, when they were being taken by the Gandharvas and began crying, Urvasi heard them and rebuked her husband. Quote, now I am being killed, end quote, she said. Quote, under the protection of an unworthy husband who is a coward and a eunuch, although he thinks himself a great hero, end quote. Text 29. Yad vishrambad aham nasta hirtapatya chadasyubi yasete nishi santratsto yata nari deva puman. Synonyms. yet Vishrambhat, because of depending upon whom, aham I am, nastala srita patya, bereft of my two sons, the lambs, cha also dasyubi, by the plunderers, ya, he who, my so-called husband, sete lies down nishi at night, santrasta being afraid, yata as, nari a woman, deva during the daytime, puman, male. Translation. Because I depended on him, the plunderers have deprived me of my two sons, the lambs, and therefore I am now lost. My husband lies down at night in fear, exactly like a woman, although he appears to be a man during the day. End quote. Text 30. Iti vaksayakar bidha pratyotair eva kunjara nishi nishtrisam dadaya vivrastro bhyadarvadarusha. Synonyms. Iti thus vakshayakai, by the arrows of strong words, bida being pierced, pratrotrai by the goads, eva like kunjara of an elephant nishi in the night, nishtrimsam a sword, adaya taking in hand, Vivastra, naked, Abhyadarvat, went out, Rusha, in anger. Translation. Purarva, stricken by the sharp words of Urvasi, like an elephant struck by its driver's pointed rod, became very angry. Not even dressing himself properly, he took a sword in hand and went out naked in the night to follow the Gandharvas who had stolen the lambs. Text 31. Te vishrijyo nirano tatra vyad Dio tantas ma vidyata, adaya mesav anyantam, nagam aiksa tapsa patim. Synonyms. They, the Gandharvas, Vishrija, after giving up Arano, the two lambs, Tatra on the spot, Vyatyo tanas ma, illuminated, Vyaduta, shining like lightning, adaya, taking in hand, maso, the two lambs, ayantum, returning, nagam, naked, aikshata, saw Urvasi, patim, her husband. Translation. After giving up the two lambs, the Gandharvas shone brightly like lightning, thus illuminating the house of Purvarva. Urvasi then saw her husband returning with lambs in hand, but he was naked, and therefore she left. Text 32. Ilo pi sayani jayam apasyan vimanaeva tachchito viv valashochan brahmano matavam mahim. Synonyms. Ila, Pararva, api also sayani, on the bedstead jayam, his wife, apasyan, not seeing, vimana, morose, eva, like that, tachchita, being too much attached to her, Vivala, disturbed in mind, Sochan, lamenting, Bibhrama, traveled, Unmatavat, like a madman, Mahim, on the earth. Translation. No longer seeing Urvasi on his bed, Pararvi was most aggrieved. Because of his great attraction for her, he was very much disturbed. Thus, lamenting, he began traveling about the earth like a madman. Text 33. Satam viksha karakshetre Sarasvatyam chatat shaki pancha prahrista vadana prahansuktam pararava. Synonyms. Sahi pararava tam arvasi viksha, observing, Kurukshetra, at the place known as Kurukshetra, Sarasvatyam, on the bank of the Sarasvati, cha also, tat shaki, her companions, pancha five, prahrista vadana, being very happy and smiling, praha said, Shuktam, sweet words, Pararva, King Pararva. Translation. Once, during his travels all over the world, Pararva saw Urvasi accompanied by five companions on the bank of the Saraswati at Kurukshetra. With jubilation in his face, he then spoke to her in sweet words as follows. Text 36. Aho jaye tista tista, gore na taktum arasi, mamtvam adyapi anir vritya, Vachamsi krina vavahai. Synonyms. Aho, hello, jaye, my dear wife. Tista, tista, kindly stay, stay. Gore, oh most cruel one, na not, tyaktum, to give up. Arasi you ought, mam me, tvam you, adyapi, until now, anivritya, have not gotten any happiness from me. Vachamsi, some words, krina vavahai. Let us talk for some time. Translation. Oh, my dear wife, oh, most cruel one, kindly stay. I know that you have never made, I've never made you happy until now, but you should not give me up for that reason. This is not proper for you. Even if you have decided to give up my company, let us nonetheless talk for some time. Text 35. Sudeho yam patatiatra devi duram ritastvaya kandandi e nambrika grid ras tva prasadas yatsapanam naspadam. Translation, Sudeha, your very beautiful body, I am this patati, will now fall down, Atra, on the spot, Devi Urvasi. Duram, far, far away from home, Rita, taken away, Tavaya, by you. Kadanti, they will eat, Enam, this body, Vrika, foxes, Grida, vultures, Tvat, your prasadasya and mercy, na, not aspadam, suitable. Translation, O goddess, now that you have refused me, my beautiful body will fall down here, and because it is unsuitable for your pleasure, it will be eaten by foxes and vultures. Text 36. Urvasi uvacha, mamrita parosho si tvam smastvatvadir vritavme, kvabapi sakyam navaisrinam vrikanam vridayam yata. Synonyms. Urvasi vacha, Urvasi said, Ma, do not, Mrita, give up your life, Purusha, male, Asi, R, Tvam, you, Mas, Ma, do not allow it, Tva, unto you, Adyu, may eat, Virka, the foxes, Ime, these senses, do not be under the control of your senses, Kva, Api, anywhere, Sakyam, friendship, Na, not, Vai, indeed, Strinam, of women, Vakanam, of the foxes, Ridayam, the heart, Yata, as. Translation, Urvasi said, Oh, my dear king, you are a man, a hero. Don't be impatient and give up your life. Be sober and don't allow the senses to overcome you like foxes. Don't let the foxes eat you. In other words, you should not be controlled by your senses. Rather, you should know that the heart of a woman is like that of a fox. There is no use making friendship with women. Purport. Chanakya Pandita is advised, Visvaso naya kartavya strishu raja kaleshu cha. Quote, never place your faith in a woman or a politician, end quote. Unless elevated to spiritual consciousness, everyone is conditioned and fallen, what to speak of women who are less intelligent than men. Women have been compared to shudras and vaishyas, strida vaishyas tata shudras. On the spiritual platform, however, when one is elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness, whether one is a man, a woman, a shudra, or whatever, everyone is equal. Otherwise, Urvasi, who was a woman herself and who knew the nature of women, said that a woman's heart is like that of a sly fox. If a man cannot control his senses, he becomes a victim of such sly foxes. But if one can control the senses, there is no chance of it being victimized by sly, fox-like women. Chanakya Pandit is also advised that if one has a wife like a sly fox, he must immediately give up his life at home and go to the forest. Mata yase grihe nasti bhaya chapriya vadini aranyam ge tena gantavyam yataranyam tatagriham. Chanaka Shloka 57. Krishna conscious grihasthas must be very careful of the sly fox women. If the wife at home is obedient and follows her husband in Krishna consciousness, the home is welcome. Otherwise, one should give up one's home and go to the forest. Itvatma patim griham andakupam vanam gato yad darim asrajyeta. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.5. One should go to the forest and take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 37. Striyohi akaruna kura dharmasa priyasasa sahasa gnanti alpalte pis visrabam patim bartaram apiata. Synonym, striya, women, he, indeed, akaruna, merciless, karu, cunning, akura, cunning, dharmasa, intolerant, priyasa, saha, suhasa, for their own pleasure, they can do anything. Gnanti, they kill, alpa arte, for a slight reason, api, indeed, visrambam, faithful, patim, husband, brataram, a brother, api, also, uta, it is said. Translation, women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense. For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious, and therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother. Purport. King Pararva was greatly attached to Urvasi, yet despite his faithfulness to her, she had left him. Now, considering that the king was wasting his rarely achieved human form of life, Urvasi frankly explained the nature of a woman. Because of her nature, a woman can respond to even a slight offense from her husband by not only leaving him, but even killing him, if required. Not to say of her husband, she can even kill her brother. That is a woman's nature. Therefore, in the material world, unless women are trained to be chaste and faithful to their husbands, there cannot be any peace or prosperity in society. Text 38. Vidya yalika vishrambam ajnesu tyakta saurida navam navam abhisantya pumshlachya sharivat vityaya. Synonyms. Vidhaya, by establishing alika, false, vishrambam, faithfulness, ajnesu, unto the foolish men, tyakta saurida, who have given up the company of well-wishers, navam nu, abhisantya, desiring, pumshchalya, women who very allured by other men, svaraya, independently, vritaya, professional. Translation, women are very easily seduced by men. Therefore, polluted men give up the friendship of a man who is their well-wisher and establish false friendship among fools. Indeed, they seek newer and newer friends, one after another. Purport, because women are easily seduced, the Manusmita enjoins that they should never be given freedom. A woman must be always protected, either by her father, by her husband, or by her elderly son. If women are given freedom to mingle with men like equals, which they now claim to be, they cannot keep their propriety. The nature of a woman, as personally described by Urvasi, is to establish false friendship with someone and then seek new male companions one after another, even if this means giving up the company of a sincere well-wisher. Text 39. Samvatsarante hi bhavan eke ratam maheshvara ramsyati apatyanti chate bhavishyanti aparanibo. Synonyms. Sambatsarante, at the end of every year, he, indeed, Bhavan, your good self, ekaratram, one night only, maya, with me, Ishvara, my husband, Ramsyati, will enjoy sex life, apatyani, children, cha, also, yate, your, bhavishyanti, will generate, aparani, others, one after another, bo, oh, my dear king. Translation, oh, my dear king, you shall be able to enjoy with me as my husband at the end of every year for one night only. In this way, you will have other children, one after another. Purport. Although Urvasi had adversely explained the nature of women, Maharaj Pararva was very much attached to her, and therefore she wanted to give the king some concession by agreeing to be his wife for one night at the end of each year. Text 40. Antarvatnim upalakshya devam sya prayo parim puna tatra gato bhyanante Urvasim vira mataram. Synonyms. Antarvatnim, pregnant, apalakshya, by observing Devim Urvasisa, he, King Pararva, Prayayo, returned Purim to his palace, Puna, again, Tatra, at that very spot, Gita went, Abdante, at the end of the year, Urvasim, Urvasi, vira mataram, the mother of one Kshatriya son. Translation, understanding that Urvasi was pregnant, Pararva returned to his palace at the end of the year. There, at Kurukshetra, he again obtained the association of Urvasi, who was then the mother of a heroic son. Text 41. Apalabhya mudayukta samuvasa tasya nisham atainam Urvasi praha kripanam virahanturam. Synonyms. Upalabhya, getting the association, muda, in great jubilation, yukta, being united, samuvasa, enjoyed her company in sex, tasya, with her, nisham, that night, atta, thereafter, enam, unto King Pararva, Urvasi, the woman named Urvasi, praha said, kripanam, to he who was poor-hearted, viraha aturam, afflicted by the thought of separation. Translation, having regained Urvasi at the end of the year, King Pararva was most jubilant, and he enjoyed her company and sex for one night. But then he was very sorry at the thought of separation from her, so Urvasi spoke to him as follows. Text 42. Gandharvam upadave mams, tubhyam dasyanti mam iti, tasya samstuva tas tushta, agni stilam dadur nripa, urvasim manyamanastam, so bodhyata charam vane. Synonyms. Gandharvam, unto the Gandharvas, upadava, go take shelter imam these, tubhyam unto you, dasyanti, will deliver mam eti, exactly like me, or me, factually, tasya by him, samstuvata, offering prayers, tushta, being satisfied, agni stalim, a girl produced from fire, dadu, delivered nripa, O king, urvasim, urvasi, manyamana, thinking tam, her, sa, he, pararva, abudyata, understood factually, charan, while walking vane, in the forest. Translation, Urvasi said, quote, my dear king, seek shelter of the Gandharvas, for they will be able to deliver me to you again, end quote. In accordance with these words, the king satisfied the Gandharvas by prayers, and the Gandharvas, being pleased with him, gave him an Agnistali girl who looked exactly like Urvasi. Thinking that the girl was Urvasi, the king began walking with her in the forest, but later he could understand that she was not Urvasi, but Agnistali. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Pararva was very lusty. Immediately after giving the Agnistali girl, he wanted to have sex with her, but during sexual intercourse, he could understand that the girl was Agnistali, not Urvasi. This indicates that every man is attached to a particular woman, knows the particular characteristics of that woman during sex life. Thus, Pararva understood during sexual intercourse that the Agnistali girl was not Urvasi. Text 43. Stalim niasye vane gatva grihan adhyayato nisi tatriyam sampravitrayam manasi traya avartata. Synonyms. Stalim, the woman Agnistali, niasya, immediately giving up vane in the forest, gatva on returning griham at home, adhyayata, began to meditate nisi the whole night, tatriyam, when the Treta Millennium, Sampravitayam, was just on the point of beginning, Manasi in his mind, Tai, the principles of the three Vedas, Anvartata, became revealed. Translation. King Pararva then left Agnistari in the forest and returned home, where he meditated all night upon Urvasi. In the course of his meditation, the Treta Millennium began, and therefore the principles of the three Vedas, including the process for performing jaga to fulfill fruit of desires, appeared within his heart. Purport. It is said, Tretayam Yajato Makai. In Treta Yuga, if one performs yagas, he would get the result of those yagas. By performing Vishnu jaga specifically, one could even achieve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, yaga is intended to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While Pararva was meditating upon Urvasi, the Treta Yuga began, and therefore the Vedic jagas were revealed in his heart. But Pararva was a materialistic man, and especially interested in enjoying the senses. Yagas for enjoying the senses are called Karma Kandiya yagas. Therefore, he decided to perform Karma Kandiya yagas to fulfill his lusty desires. In other words, karmakandiya yagas are meant for sensuous persons, whereas yaga should actually be performed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan yaga is recommended. Yagnai Sankirtana Prayanti Samedasa. Only those who are very intelligent take to Sankirtan yaga to fulfill all their desires, material and spiritual, whereas those who are lusty for sense enjoyment perform karmakandiya yagas. Text 44 and 45. Stali stanam gatosh vatam sami garbam vilakshyasa tena dve arani kritva urvasi loka kamyaya urvasi mantrado dhyayan adhararanim utaram atmanam ubayar madye yatat prajanam prabhu. Synonyms. Stali stanam, the place where Agnistari was left, Gata going there, Ashvatam, an Ashvata tree, Sami Garbam, produced from the womb of the Sami tree, Vilakshya, seeing, Sa, he, Pararva, Tena, from that, Dve, two, Arani, pieces of wood required for igniting a fire for sacrifice, Kritva, making, Urvasi Loka Kamyaya, desiring to go to the planet where Urvasi was present, Urvasim Urvasi Mantrata by chanting the required mantra, Dhyayan, meditating upon Adhara, lower, Aranim Arani wood, Uttaram, the upper, and the upper one, Atmanam, himself, Obeyo Madhye, in between the two, Yat Tat, that which he meditated upon, Prajananam, as a son, Prabhu, the king. Translation: when the process of fruitive jaga became manifest within his heart, King Pararva went to the same spot where he had left Agnistali. There he saw that from the womb of a Sami tree, an Ashvata tree had grown. He then took a piece of wood from that tree and made it into two Aranis. Desiring to go to the plant where Urvasi resided, he chanted mantras, meditating on the lower Arani as Urvasi and the upper one as himself, and the piece of wood between them as his son. In this way, he began to ignite a fire. Purport: the Vedic fire for performing yagas was not ignited with ordinary matches or similar devices. Rather, the Vedic sacrificial fire was ignited by the aranis, or two sacred pieces of wood, which produced fire by friction with a third. Such fire is necessary for the performance of yaga. If successful, a yaga will fulfill the desire of its performer. Thus, Pararva took advantage of the process of yaga to fulfill his lusty desires. He thought of the lower Arani as Urvasi, and the upper one as himself, and the middle as his son. The irrelevant Vedic mantra quoted herein by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Sami Garbhadagni Manta. A similar mantra is Urvasim Urvasa Pararva. Pararva wanted to have a children continuously by the womb of Urvasi. His only ambition was to have sex life with Urvasi and thereby get a son. In other words, he had so much lust in his heart that even while performing jaga, he thought of Urvasi instead of thinking of the master of jaga, Jagneshwar, Lord Vishnu. Text 46. Tasir nimantajad naj jato jataveda vedadad vasu tvayi sa vidyaya rajna putratve kalpitas trivit. Synonyms: tasya pararva nimantyanat, because of interaction, jata was born, jata veda, meant for material enjoyment according to the Vedic principles, vibhavasu, a fire, traya, following the Vedic principles, sa, the fire, vadyaya, by such a process, rajana, by the king, putratve, a son being born, kalpita, so it became trivit. The letters, three letters, A, U, M, combined together as Om. Translation: from Pararva's rubbing of the Aranis came a fire. By such a fire, one can achieve all success and material enjoyment and be purified in seminal birth, initiation, and the process performance of sacrifice, which are invoked by the combined letters A, U, M. Thus, the fire was considered the son of King Pararva. Purport: according to the Vedic process, one can get a son through semen, shukra, or one can get a bona fide disciple through initiation, savitra, or one can get a son or disciple through the fire of sacrifice, jaga. Thus, when Maharaj Pararva generated the fire by rubbing the Aranis, the fire became his son. Either by semen, by initiation, or by jaga, one may get a son. The Vedic mantra Omkar or Pranav, consisting of the letters A-U-M, can call each of these three methods into existence. Therefore, the words Nirmantajaj Jata indicate that by the rubbing of the Aranis, a son was born. Text 47. Tenyaya Jatad Yajnesam Bhagavantam Adhoksajam Urvasi Lokam Anvichan Sarvadeva Mayam Harim. Synonyms: Tena, by generating such a fire, Ayajata, he worshipped Yajnaisham, the master or enjoyer of the yaga, Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of God, Adhoksajam, beyond the perception of the senses, or Vasi Lokam, to the planet where Vasi was staying, Anvichan, although desiring to go, Sarvadeva Mayam, the reservoir of all demigods, Harim, the Supreme Personality of God. Translation: by means of that fire, Pararva, who desired to go to the planet where Vasi resided, performed a sacrifice by which he satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the enjoyer of the results of sacrifice. Thus, he worshipped the Lord, who is beyond the perception of the senses and is the reservoir of all the demigods. Purport: As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Nikatapasam Sarvalokameshram, any loka or planet to which one wants to go is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of the performance of sacrifice. The purpose of yoga is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, as we've explained many times, the yoga of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the only sacrifice which can satisfy the Supreme Lord. When the Lord is satisfied, one can fulfill any desire, material or spiritual. Bhagavad Gita 3.14 also says, Yagnat Bhavanti Parjanya. By offering sacrifices to Lord Vishnu, one can have sufficient rainfall. When there is sufficient rainfall, the earth becomes fit to produce everything. Sarva kama dugamahi. If one can utilize the land properly, one can get all the necessities of life from the land, including food, grains, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. Everything one gets from material wealth is produced from the earth, and therefore it is said, Sarva kama dugamahi. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.10.4. Everything is possible by performing yoga. Therefore, although Pararva desired something material, he factually performed yoga to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is Adhokshaja, beyond the perception of Pararva and everyone else. Consequently, some kind of yoga must be performed to fulfill the desires of a living entity. Yogas can be performed in human society only when society is divided by Varnashram Dharma into four Varnas and four Ashrams. Without such a regulative process, no one can perform yogas. Without the performance of yogas, no material plants can make human society happy at any time. Therefore, everyone should be induced to perform yogas. In this age of Kali, the yoga recommended is Sankirtan, the individual or collective chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. This will bring the fulfillment of all necessities for human society. Text 48. Eka eva para veda pranava sarvavan maya deva narayano nanya ekognir varna evacha. Synonyms: Eka, only one, eva, indeed, pura, formerly, veda, Book of Transcendental Knowledge, Pranava, Omkar, Sarva Vakmaya, consisting of all Vedic mantras, Deva, the Lord, God, Narayana, only Narayan, was worshipable in the Satyuga, Na Anya, no other, Eka Agni, one division only for Agni, Varna, order of life, Evacha, and certainly, translation. In the Satyuga, the first millennium, all the Vedic mantras are included in one mantra, Pranav, the root of all Vedic mantras. In other words, Atharva Veda alone was the source of all Vedic knowledge. The Supreme Personality of God and Narayan was the only worshipable deity. There was no recommendation for worship of the demigods. Fire was one only, and the only order of life in society was known as Hamsa. Report. In Satyuga, there was only one Veda, not four. Later, before the beginning of Kali Yuga, this one Veda, the Atharva Veda, or some say the Jagar Veda, was divided into four, Sama, Jagar, Rig, and Atharva, for the facility of human society. In Satyuga, the only mantra was Omkar, Om Tat Sat. That same Omkar is manifest in the mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Unless one is a Brahmana, one cannot utter Omkar and get the desired result. But in Kali Yuga, almost everyone is a Sudra, unfit for pronouncing the Pranav Omkar. Therefore, the Shastras have recommended the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Omkar is a mantra and Mahamantra, and Hare Krishna is also a Mahamantra. The purpose of pronouncing Omkar is to address the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the purpose of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is the same. Hare, O energy of the Lord. Krishna, O Lord Krishna. Hare, O energy of the Lord. Rama, O Supreme Lord, O Supreme Enjoyer. The only worshipable Lord is Haris, who is the goal of the Vedas. Vedascha Savairaham Evavedya. By worshipping the demigods, one worships the different parts of the Lord, just as one might get water. Just as one might water the branches and twigs of a tree. By worshipping Narayan, the all-inclusive Supreme Personality of God, it is like pouring water in the root of the tree, thus supplying water to the trunk, branches, twigs, leaves, and so on. In Satyuga, people knew how to fulfill the necessities of life simply by worshipping Narayan, the Supreme Personality of God. The same purpose can be served in this age of Kali by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra as recommended in the Bhagavatam. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Bhajat. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes free from the bondage of material existence and thus becomes eligible to return home, back to Godhead. Text 49. Pararva sa evasit triam treta mukhanripa lokam gandharvam eiyavan. Synonyms. Pararva sa. From King Pararva eva thus. Asit there was, trai, the very principles of karma, jnana, and upasana. Treta mukhe, in the beginning of Treta Yuga, Nripa, O King Prakshit. Agnina, simply by generating the fire of sacrifice, Prajaya, by his son, Raja, King Pararva, Lokam, to the planet, Gandharvam, to of the Gandharvas, Eivan, achieved. Translation, O Maharaj Prakshit, at the beginning of Treta Yuga, King Pararva inaugurated the Karmakanda sacrifice. Thus, Pararva, who considered the yogic fire his son, was able to go to Gandharva Loka as he desired. Report. In Satyuga, Lord Narayan was worshipped by meditation, Kritiyad Dhyayato Vishnum. Indeed, everyone always meditated upon Lord Vishnu Narayan and achieved every success by this process of meditation. In the next yuga, Treta Yuga, the performance of yoga began, Tretayam Yajato Mukhai. Therefore, this verse says, Tray Treta Mukhe. Ritualistic ceremonies are generally called fruitive activities. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that in Treta Yuga, beginning in the Svayambhuva Manvantara, ritualistic fruitive activities were similarly manifested from Priyavrata, etc. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, King Pararva Enchanted by Urvasi, end quote.